It's been a couple weeks since the deadline, and we still don't know where Amazon is going to put its second headquarters, but 238 cities have appealed to the online retail giant. Amazon plans to invest over $5 billion and create as many as 50,000 jobs, so it's a big economic opportunity for the city that is chosen, and many of those cities have offered tax incentives to catch Amazon's attention. But one major U.S. city decided not to bid: San Antonio, Texas. Mayor Ron Nuremberg joins us now on Skype. Mayor, why did you say no thanks to Amazon?
We didn't really say no thanks. What we said was a company like Amazon, which is forward-thinking, is looking for a place to settle that will be a strong long-term investment. One of the reasons why we view San Antonio to be a strong city of the future is because we have we are working on that, and we are building the infrastructure, educating the citizens, and doing the things that a city needs to do to be a strong and, you know, forward-looking place for the future. And we want to focus on that. We're in control of our destiny, and that's the reason why we are a strong investment, not because we're going to throw extra zeros of taxpayer dollars at a company. And I think that smart companies will see that.
So it sounds like this is really about tax incentives. You didn't want to offer those kinds of tax incentives that a lot of other places are in order to try to lure Amazon.
Right. And the thing is, what a company like Amazon is looking for is a city, a region that is investing in itself, that is taking care of the infrastructure demands of the future, that is meeting the challenges of workforce and education of the future. And why would we mortgage that future just to bring Amazon here when that would compromise the whole reason why a company would seek to invest in our city in the first place?
But a lot of cities sort of justify these tax incentives by saying, well, if we get 50,000 jobs, that's going to offset the cost of this.
Well, I think the jury is still out on that. In fact, you know, there is an extraordinary impact that will be felt across the public and the private sectors for absorbing a company of that size, no matter what city it settles in. And we want to be able to do that, but we do that by having strong public investment in, you know, in our transportation system, our air services, our education system, and so forth. And, you know, San Antonio has been called America's 21st century city for a lot of reasons. One of them is the challenges of the future in terms of a new demographic, the new America. We are what America will look like 2 and 3 decades from now. And so we are already meeting the challenges of the future today. And in order to continue to do that and build the strong city that we believe we are, we're going to have to continue to make those investments. And putting those investments on hold to lure a company to our city doesn't make sense for the city or the company.
You're also one of the fastest growing cities in America, and it makes me wonder whether people are getting tired of that a little bit. People who live in San Antonio are seeing the downsides of all that growth, and they don't want so much more.
Growth is going to happen whether we have a plan for it or not. I think that in San Antonio, we have a plan for it, and we have to work to ensure that we're accommodating the growth that we know is a demographic reality in a way that helps us to boost the quality of life. And if we stay committed to the investments in, like I said, education, infrastructure, transportation, then we can meet that challenge. San Antonio has been innovating in the education space, with a citywide model pre-kindergarten program. We have an opportunity to build upon air service regionally right here in the heart of the 7th largest city in the United States. We're working on a housing strategy that can help us maintain what has been a competitive advantage in terms of cost of living here in San Antonio. We're doing all that work proactively. In order for us to be a strong 5, 10, 30-year investment, we have to continue to be committed to that strategy, and we're going to do that, and that's the reason why we think we're a smart investment. It would show not so smart to compromise that future just to bring one company here.
How have the citizens of San Antonio reacted to your decision?
It's been mixed. I mean, I think the reality is most people understand that this is a public bidding war on a decision that might likely have already been made. And I think when you think about that, residents are seeing it the same way we do in the terms of, let's stay committed to building the strong future for ourselves as San Antonians and the children that we have and the people who will move and call San Antonio home. We're a city that's going to be celebrating its tricentennial, but in many respects, we're at the beginning of a life cycle here in our city. So I think a lot of people are optimistic about that. of course, when you have an RFP that's posted on a website that really has no additional details other than to essentially show me the money, it makes people scratch their head. But when the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow is promising 50,000 jobs, six-figure salaries, and transformative infrastructure, of course, that's going to, you know, make you want to pause and think about that. But we do have to be judicious. We have to be focused. And our pot at the end of the rainbow is the fact that we're building a strong future that we can all enjoy together here in San Antonio.
All right, Ron Nirenberg, the mayor of San Antonio, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Pleasure.